إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد, my dear brothers and sisters, Allah سبحانه وتعالى جل جلاله sent رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم not merely to teach a new religion or to preach something or to introduce a new theology. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to change the world order. And that is an important thing for us to remember and think about when we think and talk about the issue of Da'watul Islam. Da'watul Islam is not merely to teach somebody something to do with what we understand as religion, which is different, a different way of praying, a different God you pray to, and so on. Da'watul Islam is to change the world order. Now, what is the world order? Today we are used to, or at least we listen to this terminology, we talk about the new world order and so on, which is sought to be imposed onto the world today by the powers that be, primarily from the West. But today the West is not a direction. Today the West is a state of mind, and therefore the West is also in the East, and it's also in the North, and it's also in the South. So what is the new world order, and what is the world order I'm talking about? The reality is that the new world order is not a new world order. It is the old world order which has been in existence for as long as we can remember or recall, from the beginning of history, which is the world order of imposition of the will of a man or a group of people on the rest of the world. And that is the world order, and that is the world order that has been there from the beginning. Take for example the heroes. As I mentioned this many times, we say Alexander the Great, Sikandar e Azam. Azam kahi ko banao? How is he great? Why is he great? Because he was able to impose his will on the world of the time through the power of military force. He was able to impose his will. So, like a bunch of mindless slaves, we call him the great. How is he great? What did Alexander build? What is Alexander's legacy? Which universities did Alexander establish? Whose pain did Alexander alleviate? Which poverty did Alexander remove? Who did Alexander help? Alexander killed and plundered and raped and murdered and looted country after country after country. That's what he did. That is what Julius Caesar did. That is what Genghis Khan did. We call them all great. Caesar was the name of one individual. Today Caesar is a word in the language which means king. So we have to think and say, what is this new world order? How is this new world order any different from what has been happening in this world from the beginning, almost 2000 years ago? So it's not a new world order. It's the same old world order, which once again has raised its head, and therefore they are seeking to impose it on the rest of the world. Why am I saying this? Because Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came against this world order. All the Anbiya came against this world order. Same old world order. If you take Musa alayhi salam, what was the world order? Same thing. Imposition of the will of one man, or in some cases small group of people, on the rest of humankind. And what did the Anbiya come to do? They came to change that world order. They came to change the world order to say, imposition of the will of the Creator not the imposition of the will of one creature who is himself created, but the imposition of the will of the Creator. And there is a huge difference in the two. You might say, well, you know, if you have to impose somebody's will, then what is so great about the will of the Creator and what is so bad about the will of one person, the creature? There is a world of difference between the will of the Creator and the will of the creature. And that difference is in the nature of the thing. It's in the nature of the Creator and the creature. The will of the Creator, I mean the will of the creature, depends on one simple fact, which is that the creature is in need himself. Any creature, I mean, whether it's the, you know, maybe the biggest king in the world, is himself in need of something. He needs power, he needs wealth, he needs obedience. He is a need, he is a creature, is by definition somebody who needs. Whereas the Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Qul huwa Allahu ahad, Allahu samad. The Creator is not in need. Now, when you take somebody who is in need, then that someone cannot give indefinitely. He has to take. If I am in need, then I have to take. Whatever the need may be physical, material, emotional, spiritual, whatever. The need, somebody who is in need takes, has to take. So he will take in some way or the other. He will take through persuasion, he will take through begging, he will take by force, if he has the ability. But the one who created, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, he is not in need. So if he is not in need, he will not take. Allah does not take from anybody. So what does he do? He gives. He only gives. And that is the major difference between the old world order and the new world order. So I would like to say that we are in favor of the new world order, of the true new world order. What is being called the new world order is not new, it's an old world order. The true new world order is what? Is the world order that was brought by all the Anbiya, and it was brought by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that new world order was to move from fulfilling or obeying the will of the creature to obeying the will of the Creator. And that's why Rabi' bin Amr radiallahu anhu, in the battle of Qadsiyya, when he was sent by Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu as the ambassador of the Muslims to the Khusro, the Rustam, who was the commander-in-chief of the Khusro of Persia. So Rabi' bin Amr was sent, and Rabi' bin Amr, incidentally, for those who don't know, was a black African man. He was not Arab. And he was sent as the ambassador of the Muslims by Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu, who was an uncle of Rasulullah and one of the 10 people promised Jannah. Rabi' bin Amr went and said what? He said exactly the same thing. He said, we have come to extract people from the obedience of people to the obedience of the Creator of the people. So, min ibadati libad ila ibadati rabbil ibad, min juril adyan ila adlil islam, min dayikhil hayatul dunya ila usatil hayatul dunya wal akhirah. He said, we have come to extract you from the slavery of people, from being ibad of the ibad, to becoming ibad of the Rabbul Ibad. So from the old world order to the new world order. From obedience to one person or one or a group of people to obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. This results in the three things that he mentioned. These are all linked. This kind of change of focus results in adl. Min juril adiyan ila adlil Islam. When you are following creatures, when you are obeying creatures, you are bound to have confusion. You are bound to have, today there is one will, tomorrow there is another. I mean, if you see even today, in our own lifetime, there was a time when homosexuality was a crime. Today homosexuality, to speak about, to criticize homosexuality today is a crime. So which is right? In our own lifetime we have seen this. Even simple things. There was a time in this culture in Hyderabad where to eat outside in a restaurant, it was not a crime, but it was, you know, looked down upon and say, hotel mein khana khata. Ab hotel mein nahi khaye to log kya samajh rahe, kya diwana hai kya, ghar mein khana khata. If you don't eat in a restaurant, people say he's a crazy man. What's wrong with him? Why doesn't he go to a restaurant? So this is the problem. This is the problem with human rules and regulations and laws. They will change. From time to time they keep changing. But the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the law of adl, is justice. Justice is one thing. Justice does not change. What is good today does not become bad tomorrow. What is fair today does not become unfair tomorrow. Why? If it is coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what is fair remains fair. So it is the issue of, when we are saying what do we stand for? Do we stand for, what kind of order do we stand for? Do we stand for the hukum of Allah or the hukum of people? So Rabi' bin Amr radiallahu anhu, when he said this, so obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala results in justice. And then third thing he said was, min dayqil hayati dunya ila wasatil hayati dunya wal akhirah. He said from the constriction, the stress, the strain, the pain, the suffering of the life of this world to the freedom and expanse in the life of this world wal akhirah. And this is what I say all the time. Islam does not tell you that if you follow Islam, then the life of this dunya will remain bad, but your akhirah will become good. Islam does not say this. Islam says, if you follow Islam, the life of this dunya will also become good, and akhirah will also be good. Otherwise, you know, you try to sell this story to somebody that you are in a miserable situation. That situation will remain like this. You are going to be miserable, but akhirah you will get jannah. I mean, that's not particular. That's not particularly saleable. It's not attractive. People want their problems to be solved in the dunya also. And this is what Islam says. Islam says the problem of the dunya will also be solved. In addition to that, you will also get the akhirah. So the three things are related. Obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone results in justice, and justice results in freedom from stress and oppression and so on. I mean, see the three things which Rabi' ibn Amr radiallahu anhu said, how beautifully each one is related to the other. And it's a sequence, it's not three random things he spoke about. He spoke about something which is a sequence. One is the result of the other. You cannot get freedom of this dunya in this life unless you have justice. And you cannot get justice unless you obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the three things are related. If you look at it in whichever, you know, backwards or forward. And that is why I ask myself, I remind myself and you, that the question we need to ask ourselves is, what do we stand for? Do we stand for the old world order, which is being repackaged as the new world order? Or do we stand for the true new world order, which is the order of obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, which is what the Anbiya brought, alayhimu salam. All the Anbiya brought the same law, the same rule, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also brought the same rule. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to see the reality for what it is and to prepare for the reality which is to come, which is the akhirah. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya rabbal alamin.